The annual Riverfolk Thanksgiving Community Feast at the Astoria Armory is happening next week. The volunteer-organized event next Thursday is in its third year of putting on a free community dinner open to all. Mary Dougherty is the founder of Riverfolk, a local group that helps the homeless. She said putting it together is literally a huge labor of volunteer love, with about 200 people attending last year. Mary said the first year was a learning experience.
It's crazy. It is. I had no idea what I was getting into when we decided to do it. And we were chosen the first year by Safeway for their turkey giveaway thing. And we were under the understanding that dinner would show up pre-cooked and we just had to pick it up. But instead, a semi-truck with pallet loads of frozen turkeys showed up a couple of days before Thanksgiving. So we cried a little and panicked for about an hour, and then we just hit the ground running. And a lot of really awesome people helped. It was great. And it started out as a dinner for the homeless because they didn't have a place to go. I wanted them to have a feeling of family and community. And it's morphed in. Last year we had the mayor was there, city council members were there, we had firefighters serving, the police were there. Kenny Hansen, my hero, usually shows up to serve. And so it's amazing to see our homeless community and, you know, our politicians and leaders and just regular folks that don't have a place to go or just want to help, all sitting down and having a meal together.
The original volunteers and more are still helping today. Since the armory has no commercial kitchen, Mary said the two dozen or so turkeys they need to cook are roasted in volunteers' home ovens. Local chefs have helped, and Riverfolk has worked with United Way locally to stage the event. The Baked Alaska restaurant has used their catering truck to deliver food for the dinner.
This year, well, last year too, we have Chef Phil Spencer from Smoke and Bones, and he is a genius. He just said, okay, this is what you have to do. He manned the kitchen and all of our volunteers, and we put our homeless guys to work, and they put themselves to work. They're so efficient and happy to be there, and they love Phil. So, you know, it works out.
Mary acknowledged that the dinner is a giant undertaking with a lot of uncertainties. I asked her what keeps her wanting to do it again each year.
Just the sense of community, having everyone together. And we refer to it as our big, fat, dysfunctional family. You know, it's like home. And we want that sense of, you know, togetherness and home.
The feast is funded entirely with private donations of money, food, and cooked dishes. They're still pulling things together for next week's dinner.
Yes, we need turkey. We need sides. Donations have been down a little bit. They're trickling in, and bless those people that are calling us and signing up. But yeah, we definitely need everything, mostly turkeys and side dishes. Cooked turkeys, right? We have no kitchen. I'll give you a foil pan and cook it and deliver it.
People who want to get involved can contact Mary at riverfolkastoria.com/Thanksgiving. Astoria Restaurant Smoked Bones is a sponsor of this year's event. Dinner is at noon on November 22nd, Thanksgiving Day, at the Astoria Armory, 1636 Exchange Street in Astoria. I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.